You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from our Easter Sunday service that was continuing this teaching, The Resurrection is My Passport to Heaven. And today we want to talk a little bit about Living Word Church. We want to invite you out to all that we have going on in the sanctuary and outside of the church. So we have different small groups that meet monthly. Our website is Living Word Church Coco. Living Word Church Coco. So if you put that in, www.livingwordchurchcoco.com, you'll see our calendar, the different small group meetings, the outreach opportunities, and of course our Sunday morning services, which are at 10 a.m. During our Sunday morning services, we have children's church for ages 3 through 11. We have a dynamic children's ministry. Our children are sharp in the Word of God. They are very involved. They're involved in our evangelism and outreach ministries, and we always are putting things in place with them in mind. You know, everything we do at Living Word Church is for the next generation. Yeah. We know that we're saved. Yeah. We know that, you know, we're blessed abundantly. Yes. So now everything is for the next generation.
So we raise them up. Mm-hmm. We're raising them up with understanding. And so Living Word Church is designed, is call of God, mm-hmm, to teach the word with understanding. Mm-hmm. Living Word Church is call of God to teach the word with understanding so that you can take, you hear the word, but if you have no understanding of it, then it become fruitless. It won't be fruitful. And Pastor Dan, Jesus gave that illustration or parable of the sower. Mm-hmm. You know, he says, you sow it, but the one, he says, the seed, the word is the seed, Jesus says, for sure. So he says, the word is the seed. So the word, the Bible, that we have is the seed. The sower is the teacher or your pastor. He is the sower. So, and you is the heart to receive it. And so Jesus says here, as the word sows, because the seed is 100% pure. There's nothing wrong with it. And Jesus says, the reason why those seeds did not bear fruit, he gave us the reason. Mm-hmm. And if one that produced, he said, those that hears the word and what? Understand it. Mm-hmm. Those that hears the word and understand it, mm-hmm, produce. Mm-hmm. So now we know when we teach on the radio and teach at church, We're looking for those who hears it with what? Understanding. So it's our responsibility to make sure that we are teaching that word with understanding. Okay.
And that's in Luke chapter 8, verse 15. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it.
Yes.
And bear fruit with patience. A key word too there, patience. So we have to be able to receive, be receptive to the word. So we have to consider the word. And a lot of times we don't consider the word, and people will quickly say, I don't understand. So I don't understand the Bible. I don't understand the scriptures. And then they don't consider it. So because they say over and over, I don't understand. Understanding is not produced.
It can become fruitless.
Mm-hmm.
It's fruitile.
Mm-hmm.
You're living a life of fertility. Because you have to have the understanding, the revelation of the word of God.
So there has to be a desire to understand it, not just the blockage. Oh, I don't get it. Does somebody else understand it? No, there has to be a desire, because we already have the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, who teaches us all things. But when we're saying, I don't understand, we're putting up a blockage and we're not being receptive to the helper that's there. So it would be the same way if somebody was trying to help you side by side with you to understand something. If you just keep saying, I don't understand, and you put up that block to it, you're not going to receive the information. If you begin to ask questions of that person who's sitting there with you, or you're receptive, you say, show me how that relates, you know, to something that I can understand, and something you're going to begin to develop that understanding. So it's the same thing in Acts chapter 8. When, with good intentions, a man was reading the Bible.
Yeah.
He had great intentions. He's reading it, but he's not understanding it. In Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26, says, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Now, this is not a stupid man.
No.
If you look at his credential, it says right there, he's a eunuch of great authority. He's under Candace, the queen. He has charge over all of her treasury. He's not a stupid man.
No, he's very smart.
He's very intelligent, but he's having difficulty understanding the word of God. So he's returning, and he's sitting in his chariot, and he's reading the Bible. Verse 28 says he's reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake his chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, do you understand what you are reading?
Mm.
And he said, how can I unless someone guides me?
Mm-hmm.
And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. So here this very intelligent man is. He's just came from worshiping. Sorry, said he had just come to Jerusalem to worship. And he's returning. So he just went to church.
Yeah.
He's a man of distinction. He has a noble position. He has authority. He's up through the ranks. He's good at what he does. He goes to church just right, but he's not understanding what he's reading. And he's honest. He says, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. Now, Philip, he is in the right place because he was obedient to where God told him to do, where God told him to be. So he now has the ability to disciple the man because of obedience. He went where God told him to go, and he has an encounter now here with this great man who doesn't have understanding of the word. So they sit together in the chariot. They go over the word, and then verse 34, so the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So understanding came. Revelation came. Ownership of the word that it applies to me came. He goes from saying, how can I understand this word, to being ready to do what the word says. He's ready to get baptized. He's ready to do what the word of God says because the understanding came.
Once you understand the word, then you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand what the word says, then you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand what the word says and how it relates mm-hmm. to your life, because the word of God is living. It is active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is good for doctrine. It is good for correction. Mm-hmm. It's all that we need. Mm-hmm. But it's of no value if you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It only become of value when we understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I understand the word of God, then I can apply it.
Mm-hmm.
I can apply something that I don't know. I can read it, but if I don't know, if I don't understand it, how can I apply it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was what the eunuch was saying. He says, how can I? And Philip has the revelation. He was in the position where he could demonstrate the revelation of that scripture to the eunuch.
And that's all it took. It said he preached Jesus to him. So this wasn't a month later. He's looking for him to go get baptized. This is all in the same chariot ride. So the understanding came with the understanding, the revelation of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Because the Bible tells us that the veil is taken away in Christ when we turn to the Lord. So that ability to understand is revealed through Christ.
Go ahead and read. The chapter that he was reading before we close here.
In verse 32, it tells us that it's from Isaiah. It says, he was led as the sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.
Yeah. And he asked Peter, who was he talking about? Yeah, he asked him, who was the prophet talking about here? And Philip could tell him who, that it referred to Jesus Christ. And remember, all week we say the resurrection is my passport to heaven.
So we want to invite you to join us Sunday morning. Pastor Beckford will be starting a new teaching, Winning the Invisible Battle. Your path to victory. So we are all fighting an invisible battle. So let's come together to get the tools that we need to be able to find our path to victory. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring